Hey, wait, where are you going? Stay put, we'll be right back. Enjoy the show. Hi, listeners. Thank you so much for listening to the Anchor FM Seer for Nations broadcast show. And to get the best listening experience, all you need to do is open up in the Anchor FM app. Sure that there are other platforms that you can listen through, but why not enjoy the full experience of the show with the musical interludes and the selected ministry of music that's in between? Go ahead and listen through the Anchor FM app. You can download Anchor FM through Google Play, iPhone, and just enjoy the show. All right, don't go anywhere. People of God, thank you so much for tuning in. You're tuning in to C4 Nations Radio on Anchor FM. And tonight, I just went straight in to uplift the soul and to talk about drawing closer to God. And we do that when everything seems to be talking the loudest and you can't think. You're in confusion. So it's time to get quiet and get everything from around you and draw closer to God. Go to His Word. Read His letters. The Word of God says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I will give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." That's coming from John, the 10th chapter, the 27th and the 28th. And that is in relation to being closer to God. So close that you're in the palm of His hands, that no one can snatch you out of His hands. No one can pull you away from God. You should be just that close to Him. And if you're not, it's not too late to get close to Him. And what the enemy desires to do is to keep a wedge between you and God. He uses things like guilt, fear, shame to keep you from coming closer to God. But the Word of God also says, so you have to fight with the Word of God against what your negative thoughts are saying. He said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me." In order to follow God, in order to come after God, go be a God chaser, you have to deny yourself. You have to put your pride down. You have to put down everything that you identify yourself with, anything that may be stopping you from getting close to the Lord. It's necessary to shed it. It's necessary to put it down, deny yourself. That's even what everybody else thinks about you, and follow after God. All right, listeners, we are back in the session talking about spiritual warfare. And we were talking about how easily we want everything to be laid on our laps. We are quick to say, even though it is the word, the battle belongs to the Lord. Oh, God, fight this battle for me. But you got to understand one thing. He'll fight the battle for you, but you got to understand that you are the soldier. You're the soldier. He's given you the tools to gain everything that kingdom is supposed to have. Now, Jesus has come on this earth. and he is conquered. The war is already won in the heavens. Jesus told us in Matthew 28:18 that all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. Now we have the privilege of having a relationship with God. And a lot of us enter into that covenant of salvation through grace. But Matthew 28:18, the verse is not only, what am I trying to say here? I just really had to take my time with this. It's not only about our salvation. It's about our everyday battle and getting the victory. Because the enemy is not going to leave you alone. There is a time of peace. There is a time for war. But to be passive as believers, that's one thing that God did not call us to be. He called us to be bold. But if we are going to sit back and not do anything and just, let me give you an analogy. You just got blessed with all of the things material in one room. You got a nice TV. You got a new furniture. You got jewelry, anything you wanted. And you open up the door and you allow someone who doesn't belong there, who has no authority, to come into your house, to just start lifting stuff and walking out the door. And you sit there with a smile and let them take everything on a day-to-day basis. They taking everything from you. Now, honestly, you would not allow that. So why do we allow it in the spirit? Why do we, instead of praying the word of God, which is the sword, using our weapon, our mouth as a weapon, we don't fight with our mouth, with the word. Jesus fought with the word. When the devil called himself, tempting him in the wilderness after he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, Jesus was in a battle then. And what did he fight with? He fought with the word. He resisted the devil and he flee. He had to flee. And the word of the Lord came to me about pursue to ensue a victory. Pursue in battle. Go after the enemy. A lot of people scared to do that. But if Jesus told you that he gave all authority to you that was given to him in heaven on earth, why are you afraid to take back your family, to take back your health, to take back your wealth and prosperity that belonged to you that the enemy stole from you? It doesn't make sense to say you're a child of the king and you are afraid when the king has both dominion in heaven and in earth. Where is our boldness as a church? Or do we sit back just like the analogy just that I just gave? We sit back and we allow everything in our lives to be broken down, taken from us, our peace, our joy, our health. That's not the plan in the battle.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Stay put, we'll be right back. Enjoy the show.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Come on, Pierre and Sheen, come help us. Everybody clap your hands. Pierre and Sheen, thanks for listening.
when you